How exciting. You're picking your fitness business uniform, the way you're going to present yourself to the world, what you stand for, what your business stands for, what your business will be able to do for other people. The first impression that you give people is obviously by the way you look and what you're wearing, and of course, whether or not people can trust you. And the reason that's so obvious is if we see a police officer, we know what that stands for because of their uniform. An ambulance officer or paramedic, because of their uniform, that's what they stand for. If somebody's wearing a expensive, well-tailored suit, we tend to think that person is successful versus somebody that's dressed really casually or dirty. So obviously our first impression is really important. When you're putting your fitness business together, how exciting that you get to choose. This is not only what I'm going to wear every day, but it's going to suit me. I'm going to look good in it, but it's also going to represent who I am, what I stand for, and what my business stands for. So it's interesting in the fitness industry, rather than I won't call it profession, because an industry tends to be casual. And the fitness industry has always lent towards the casual side, tracksuits and shorts and athletic clothes, athletic shoes, and a real casual appearance because, of course, it's about exercise. The interesting flip side of that, though, is that if you're really serious about being a fitness professional, you'll understand the absolute commitment that you could have to helping people with coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, helping people not only get rid of them but also prevent them. So if you're looking at helping more than just the 10% of people that like to go to a gym, or the 10% of people that like to exercise, the 90% of people who don't want to exercise, don't want to go to a gym, but are filled with those horrible killer diseases and actually need our help. One of the questions you might ask yourself is, how would I represent myself as a top level professional? And you may then have a closer look at what the medical profession's doing rather than what the fitness industry is doing as far as clothing is concerned. Of course, it's all up to you because it's your business. You can wear whatever you want. It has been suggested, however, by the top stylists in the world and the top professional dressers in the world that there are some things to consider really carefully when you're putting a uniform together. So the first thing that a great stylist will ask you is, give me some words to describe you, a minimum of 3 to 5 words to describe you as a person. Because obviously your uniform is a representative of you, of who you are, what you stand for, and of course if it's a business uniform, then what your business stands for and what it represents. So when you look at yourself in the mirror every day, you would say to yourself, when people see me, they would understand by what I'm wearing that this is who I am, this is what I stand for. The next thing to have a look at is how to make your uniform stand out and be uniquely different from any other business uniform of the businesses that do the same thing that you do. And that's why in the fitness profession, it's really easy to stand out because everyone else is dressing casually. Everybody else is wearing shorts and a t-shirt or tracksuit pants and a polo shirt. So for you to stand out, it will be very simple because you could look like a top level medical professional, a top level professional of any kind without having to look like what all the other people in the fitness industry are wearing. Obviously, you need to have your own personal style. It needs to be a style that suits you and a color that suits you. The great stylists of the world will tell you that when you put your uniform on, or when you put any clothes on for that matter, that you should always feel the proverbial $1 million. So if you've got any clothes in your wardrobe that you put on and you don't feel comfortable wearing, or you don't look good in them, or they don't make you feel good, then the suggestion is that you don't have them in your wardrobe. The only things that you ever put on are the things that make you feel really good about yourself. So obviously that's style and color. So when you're putting a uniform together, it's not just about, I'll just get a pair of pants and a shirt and see what happens. It's about what actually suits you and then have it tailored to suit your body. Remember, it's your uniform. Then it's the first impression. So ask yourself, what impression do I want to make when people see me? And a great question to ask yourself again when you're looking in the mirror, if people see me today for the first time, will they look at me and think that I am the very best in my profession, that I am a top level professional, and that I look better than everybody else that does what I do? I'm not sure why you'd want to look second best or third best or even the same as what everybody in your industry or your profession is doing. So when you look in the mirror, people, you would say to yourself, wow, I look at the top of my game. I look like I'm the best at what I do in my profession. And other people would say exactly the same thing. So what do you actually want that first impression to say? And then again, the stylist will recommend and suggest that the posture that you that you're putting that uniform over is probably more important than the clothes itself. So the coat hanger that is your muscles and bones and the way you hold yourself can be more important than the actual clothes that you're wearing. And then, of course, the expression on your face. So if you've got really poor posture and you've got a really grumpy face, it doesn't matter how nice your uniform is, you're not going to look good in it. So there's some things to really consider when you're putting your clothes and your complete presentation together. And then the great thing about our uniform is that it's a marketing tool. So make sure that, again, when people look at you, they see a person is a top level fitness professional. You look in great shape. You look healthy, fit, and strong. You're the kind of person that somebody will want to come up to and say, "You look fantastic. You look fit and healthy. You look really positive. What do you do?" And that in itself is a marketing tool, because now you can simply say, "I'm a top level fitness professional that specializes in helping people to look and feel amazing. What's your number one health and fitness goal?" And straight away you can start the W questions, and your uniform has become your marketing tool. Remember, it's not just the clothes, it's the expression, it's the passion on your face, it's the way you look. So obviously being in great shape and practicing what you preach is really important. Then be aware of some of the barriers that will stop people from coming to talk to you. And if you're only 20 or you're currently involved in the fashion fads of the world, there's some things that you may not be aware of. And if you're 50 plus like I am, you'll know them, and you may have chosen to ignore some of the things that may be a barrier to people wanting to come to chat to you. But just be aware that you have to accept the consequences of the way you dress. So, for example, dressing is also your complete presentation. If you have bad breath, if you've got dirty fingernails, if you've got dirty shoes, again, poor posture, there are some people who just won't do business with you. If you've got, there are 5% of the population in the world who won't do business with you if your shoes are dirty, and you don't know who they are, it means that 95 out of 100 people will do business with you. They don't care if your shoes are dirty, but you don't know the 5% that won't. If you've got bitten or chewed fingernails, there are people who will now think of you as being stressed or not being able to handle pressure or somebody that's anxious. And again, they won't do business with you, because if they're going to have you look after their body, they're going to give you the responsibility of helping them with their health and fitness, and you chew your fingernails, they're unlikely then to trust that you can help them. So be aware that some of those little things can make the big difference. Obviously, when it comes to grooming, things like your hair, from a safety point of view in our profession, if you've got long hair, you must have it tied back. It must be up, because obviously it's dangerous. And a quick example of that, I actually saw a man get scalped in the gym. His long ponytail got caught in one of the pulleys levers in the gym, and his hair got pulled out of his head. So from a safety point of view, all long hair has to go up. But also be aware that there are, from a professional grooming point of view, that you need to have well-cut, well-groomed, and clean hair is really important. There are some people, again, who won't do business with you if you have dirty hair. Then comes the really controversial topics of piercings, tattoos, beards, unshaven faces. And just be aware that it might be the fashion at the moment to have a beard or have a tattoo or have lots of piercings, but accept the consequences that there are people who won't do business with you. A lot of people over the age of 50, when they look at tattoos, they are, for in their headspace, representative either gangs or criminals or people who have been in jail, and they find them hard to trust. And that's just the market research that's been done continuously on presentation. So you might then have a look at a uniform. If you have a tattoo or tattoos, you might look at a uniform that covers your tattoo, so there's no barrier for people, particularly if your target market is for people over 50, there's no barrier for them to come and chat to you, because they can't even see your tattoo, so it doesn't matter. Same with facial hair. It's very popular in the current trends for men to have a beard. And obviously, if you have facial hair, it needs to be extremely well groomed and extremely clean, and it needs to look professional. But also be aware that, again, particularly women my age and older, 50 plus, hair on your face is something that is a challenge for being trusted. It seems to be the more hair you have on your face, the less trustworthy you are. And in a world where we've got some real challenges with cultural facial hair, be aware that there are some people that just will not trust you if you have a beard. And again, you can completely ignore all of those rules, because it's your uniform and you can present yourself exactly the way that you want to. But we do have to accept the consequences. As I have done my entire career in the fitness profession, I used to dress in little shorts and have my boobies out and have my ripped abdominals out and my tight bottom cheeks out. And I lost so many opportunities. I lost so many clients. I didn't attract a group of clients that I wanted to attract. I had medical professionals who didn't take me seriously. I missed out on corporate professional speaking events because I didn't know how to dress properly. I often share the example of I used to have two studs in each ear. And they weren't dangly earrings. I just had two studs. And I lost a $5,000 speaking opportunity to give $5,000 to the RSPCA because it was in Melbourne and it was a professional corporate gig. And the lady that chose the speaker just said to me, because obviously I asked, why didn't you choose me as your speaker? They chose somebody else. And she said, you've got two piercings. This is Melbourne and we don't do that. Another interesting opportunity I lost was because I didn't wear stockings. Again, it was a Melbourne event. And for women to dress corporately, stockings is part of the clothing dress code. So be aware again that when you choose your uniform, depending on your target market and who it is that you want to take seriously or want them to take you seriously, doctors, lawyers, corporate groups, professional speaking groups, depending on who you're wanting to attract into your business, will obviously have a different idea of what you should wear as a uniform. And a great thing to do is ask your target market. If I was going to look the very best for my profession, if I was going to dress the very best at the top of my game as a fitness professional, what do you recommend or suggest that I wear? And it's always good to take people's ideas because it makes them feel good that you even asked. And if you then dress that way, it shows that you are respectful of their opinion and their ideas. So the idea of your uniform is that it clearly shares with your world who you are, what you do, what your business does, and even better, what your business can specifically do for them. So again, I'll use police. When we see a police uniform, we know exactly what that person can do for us. When we see somebody in the defense forces, we know exactly what that person can do for us. That's the power of a uniform. So when you're choosing your uniform for your business, and again, whether it's your clothing, your car, the inside and outside of your business, the signage, the front page of your website, the first thing that people see, make sure that it is the top representative of who you are, and people will walk away going, wow, that person is the very best in their profession. I could tell by the way they were dressed, the way they kept their car, the signage on their building, the way that their website looked. If you want to be the best at what you do, then you need to look like the person and the business that is the best at what you do.